Here's our regular segment on culture and arts. Let's start talking about Les Luthiers, perhaps the most important musical comedy group ever originated in Argentina that's got global fame, especially in Spanish-speaking countries. And that's what they are actually going to be doing, performing in a Spanish-speaking country in Spain. The secret of their success is the sound of laughter, said Carlos López Pucho, one of the founding members of the group Les Luthiers. They are bringing to the Spanish capital their show Viejos Hazme Reíres. They're going to be offering performances between October 11 and 27. Pucho says this, or jokes actually, they are always joking, yeah, they are comedians. He says, it is a unique show in our history because it has music and humor, which is what they always do. Viejos Hazme Reíres had their debut in 2014 in Rosario and arrives in Spain for the first time. Last year for the first time in Galicia. The first time they performed in Spain was 45 years ago, in the 70s, when the country was still under Franco's dictatorship. Before they offer their show, they had to turn in the scripts for the authorities to control them. On their ability to survive the passage of time and their tours, they explained that the key is to attempt to make a universal kind of humor, a universal kind of comedy, which adapts only in words or jokes for each country and is updated for each of the functions.
Noche lujuriosa fue amor a primera vista. Conocí a una mujer hermosa y logré una gran conquista. Conocí en una reunión a dos mujeres muy bellas y entablé conversación con una de ellas. Le propuse ir a mi casa, quería que fuese mía. Me dijo, soy casada, si no me encantaría. Le dije cosas muy bellas, se las dije francamente, con una mano en el corazón de ella. Mi intención es pasar la vida junto a ti.
Well, that's one of the many, many comedic songs that Les Luthiers offer in their shows. It's called Libidinous Bossa Nova, and you could hear the people laughing in the background. But, well, of course, we've got the language barrier, and you would have to understand the lyrics. They're making, well, it's very ironic. As part of this segment on culture and arts in Argentina and Latin America, we'll talk about a Mexican artist who is based in the US, Narciso Martinez, who uses cardboard and fruit boxes as the canvas for his art. And he's gonna be at the opening exhibition of the LBMA Museum in California in the US. Narciso has been part of our family at the museum, and we all support him. The art that he brought has been very strong and impactful, and people are very moved when they see the history and when they see Narciso's works. These are the words of Sarajeva Vázquez, the general manager of special events at the Long Beach Museum of Arts downtown, LBMA, which opened its doors this week. The inaugural exhibition features The Harvest, which is a work made with boxes of agricultural products and wooden palliers that form a block on whose sides there are paintings of peasants, landscapes and farmers, with a style which is very, very typical of Martinez. He was born in Oaxaca in Mexico, and he worked with his family on the fields with agricultural work until, well, his family moved to the US, and there he got an education and a master's degree in art after a lot of effort by him and by his family. Let us listen to a little bit of Narciso Martinez's voice.
My motivation for representing farm workers is really to shine a light to the plight of the farm workers. I feel like my experience working in the fields for many years led me to a conclusion that it's really not fair the way they live as opposed to how the ranch owners live. My name is Narciso Martinez and I'm an artist.
Another story related to culture and arts is about La Odisea de los Giles, The Fool's Odyssey, which is the first work by Sebastian Borenstein, and it has been submitted as a candidate to the Goya Awards, one of the most important in the Spanish-speaking world. The Argentine Academy of Cinema has released a statement justifying the selection of a Borenstein film. They specified that the film will compete in the category of Best Ibero-American Movie on the awards that are granted by the Film Academy of Spain. Although it is customary for Argentina to announce on the same day the film that is nominated for both the Goya and the Oscars, on this occasion the Film Organization of the South American country explained that it will be on September 23, when during the 13th ceremony of the Sur Awards, the one chosen to compete in the category of Best International Film of the Hollywood Awards will be announced. The Goya Awards will be held on January 25 in the Spanish city of Malaga, and the Oscars on February 9 in Los Angeles, US. The film by Borenstein is about the crisis in Argentina in 2001, when there was the Corralito, basically a measure by which banks were allowed to seize people's savings. Well, it is in that context that a group of friends and neighbors who lost their savings are scammed by a lawyer and a bank manager that had beforehand information about what happened in the country. And after that, they organize a plan to recover what belongs to them. Finally, and also speaking about movies, Sama, by Argentine filmmaker Lucrecia Martel, one of the best known movie makers from this country, especially praised by critics. Well, that work, which is, if I'm not wrong, the latest today that she's made, has been nominated among the 10 best films of the century, according to a British daily, The Guardian. This publication has just made a list of the best films of the century, of the 19 years so far this century. And there are about 100 works in total. The one by Martel was ranked 9th. The best, according to these critics, is Bloody Oil by Paul Thomas Anderson, released in 2007, followed by Steve McQueen's 12 Years of Slavery in 2013 and Richard Linklater's Boyhood of 2014. The film premiered in 2017 amidst great critical and public expectation for the time when Martel did not present the film. Sama, that is based on the book of the same name by Antonio Di Benedetto, as the main character, Diego de Sama, played by Spanish actor Daniel Jiménez Cacho. He was an official of the Spanish crown based here in Argentina, who is expecting a letter from the king that will take him away from the border post that he got stuck. That need that he feels marks the pace of the plot and overflows with uncertainty and anxiety, all that will come later in the story, in the middle of the extreme border, of the most distant border of what is now Argentine territory. And this was our segment on culture and arts, produced by Silvana Avellaneda.